Good morning, everyone. Today is the 5th of January, 2020, Sunday morning. Hope you all are having a good weekend. And a lot has been said about the subject, a lot has been said about the subject of justification. How is one justified before God? Well, we are told that not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. Welcome aboard, Troy Sharbrough. Good morning, brother. Good to see you this morning. We've been talking about the rest in Christ. We are told, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome aboard, Majero James Kabalama. Happy New Year to you too. By whom we have also access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the God. We which have believed do enter into rest. In Hebrews, we which have believed do enter into the rest, it tells us. Hebrews 4:3 and Jeremiah 9:5, it says, they weary themselves to commit iniquity. I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity of the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man, from the body of this death. Romans 7:23 and 24. Well, we know the answer to that. We know who our deliverer is. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Well, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Isaiah 28:12. Put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. This is the will of God, even your sanctification. 1 Thessalonians 4:3 and James 3:8. Well, welcome aboard, Laramawi Ralty. Welcome aboard this morning. Glad to have you with us. And also welcome aboard those on the YouTube side as well. We have been given wonderful promises by God, that he will cause us to, if one of his, he will cause us to enter into his rest. Many today will give you their word of things they're going to do, but many times we find out what they have said is just not true. But the word of Christ, he cannot lie. What he speaks out of his mouth, on this we can rely. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I go away to prepare a place for you. It's wonderful to know these words he spoke are true. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and life is in his Son. He said, I chose you before the world had been created, before it had even begun. He said, I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. These words of Christ we can trust with most assurance. We can know so. Jesus Christ said, I give unto them eternal life, and no man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. He didn't give us temporary life for one of his children. He gave us eternal life. And the life is in his Son. All men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract between the Father and the Son, the work Christ did do, dying on the cross, the work is finished too. A perfect sacrifice was Christ as he hung upon that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying there for me. Born and conceived in sin, yes, that's also true for me, but my sin was atoned for and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior who granted me this loving, eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead, even when I was born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again. Welcome aboard, Howard Jett. Glad to have you with us this morning. I now can joyfully sing to my Lord and King, who through his perfect sacrifice my eternal life did bring. Well, do you ever feel like you're just standing still? You're not making any progress in the Christian life? You know, when I was a little boy, my mom read that book to me, Pilgrim's Progress. Sometimes it may not feel like we're making a lot of progress. But Christian ended up in the celestial city, didn't he? Sometimes it seems we're standing still. Sometimes it seems as if we're standing still. These are the times when resting in Christ can fulfill. Our soul's need of him in a special way. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord today. For he is our only hope, and the faith of Christ causes us to stay, resting in his grace that will carry us through. When it seems we're standing still, he will make a way for you. When the trials of this life are pressing on us hard and we don't know which way to go, our Heavenly Father's guidance will our minds control. His Holy Spirit will be our light in the middle of the night. And he says, peace be still when the cares of this world have blinded my sight. So if it seems that you are standing still with no progress, always remember that he is our righteousness. We can rest in him when the waves of billows roll, and he will bring comfort to our never dying souls. Well, you know, as I get older, I'm 66 years old now, and I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, Walt Sickle, a very dear friend and brother, and he's about 10 years, he's going to be 76 soon. And I'm sure it's different. 10 years older than I am, you know, and it's probably different for people who are 56, 10 years younger than I am, you know, and one that's 46. My son is 43. I know he looks at life different than I do. Just like the seasons, you know, our lives are just like the seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. In the spring of our lives, we are sprouting forth and ever growing. In the summer, our lives seem to be overflowing. in the fall, our hair is changing color and we are slowing down. I can certainly vouch for that. In the winter, the leaves are falling from our crown. I can vouch for that too. Let us remember that our lives are just like the seasons. The only difference is that when we get to winter, we won't return to spring. Except when we awake and find in the New Jerusalem, he did us bring. And in that paradise, winter will never come. It will be a land of everlasting spring with God's eternal sun, where we will need no light of the sun or moon there, for he himself will be the light of the land, which will be so fair. Well, I'm glad that we have been given something that no one else could have given us but Christ himself, and that is faith, the faith of Christ. We don't have faith in our faith because we would have no faith if it had God not given us his faith. But all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above. That's what James says. Comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow of turning. Delivered to us through the Spirit, working by his eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that he would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. Well, every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul to know the future my Savior controls. There is no worrying about what will happen to me or my family because he holds the world in the palm of his hands. He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in his direction, and we are assured of his guidance and correction. His sustenance will always hold me up whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, he has ordained this for me. So to my Abba Father, I cry out daily, have mercy on me is my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care he gives to his children. He's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort in knowing that he is always there. Well, you know, as we get older, we start having certain ailments and pains, and people really don't want to hear about them, do they? You know, I remember when I used to call my dad. One day I called him up when he was in his 80s. He died when he was 92. I called him, I said, how you doing? And he said, Larry, you don't call a guy in his 80s and ask him how he's doing, okay? He said, get ready to be unloaded on, okay? Well, physical pain is just another result of what happened at the fall. Prior to their disobedience, Adam and Eve suffered no pain at all. But after the fall, the curse came upon all mankind, bringing in suffering of every kind. This is what their disobedience brought, but I'm glad to report that I'm blood-bought. And someday I'll never have to suffer pain again, because in heaven there will be no more curse or sin. But until then, we must endure suffering and pain, and every kind of evil and disdain. And in this life, it will ever remain. But in heaven, all will be bliss for me. and I'll see the one who died on the tree, the one who suffered the greatest agony. Lord, thank you for paying such a tremendous price, yes, the ultimate sacrifice, that I would be free of this physical pain, sin, and woe. I'll have a glorified body from head to toe. Well, I hope that you all have a blessed day today in the Lord, and that we will remember that all of our rest, faith, and joy and peace comes from God. Man is searching for peace and joy, but can't find it in material things. He goes to church and listens to the choir sing. No, the only peace and joy is found in Christ, who created the worlds and paid the price. To secure eternal redemption for his sheep, this purchased salvation brings joy and peace. And when God's people meet around his throne to praise and worship Christ the Lamb, there will be no doubt of the peace and joy then, found only in the great I Am. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. You all are in our prayers. Thanks for joining us for this time of fellowship this morning, and keep us in your prayers as well. God be with you.